It was a perfect day for a parade. Crowds lined the parade route, waiting to catch a glimpse of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, heir to the imperial throne of Austria-Hungary, seat of the thousand-year-old Habsburg Empire. Smiling expansively and nodding to the crowd, the Archduke was riding in an open car through the streets of Sarajevo on the fateful Sunday morning of June 28, 1914. Sophie, his wife, sat beside him, wearing a broad-brimmed hat to shield her cheerful, plump face from the summer sun. Franz Ferdinand had brushed aside warnings that his visit was unwelcome, and that his presence in Sarajevo might in fact be dangerous. Sarajevo was the capital of Bosnia, a rebellious province recently annexed by Austria-Hungary, usually referred to simply as Austria. The people of Bosnia included a large number of Serbs, who resented being ruled by foreigners. They wanted to free Bosnia from Austrian domination and make the province part of the independent Kingdom of Serbia, their own national state. Scattered among the crowds that morning were six young terrorists. Five of them were teenagers, university students of Serbian descent who had been born and raised in Bosnia. All were members of a revolutionary organization called Young Bosnia. They had been recruited, trained, and armed by the Black Hand, a secret group dedicated to the expansion of the Kingdom of Serbia and the liberation of all Serbs living under foreign rule. Their mission was to strike a blow against Austria and the Habsburg monarchy by assassinating Archduke Franz Ferdinand. Their battle cry was, "Death to the tyrant!" As the terrorists waited in the crowd, events were spinning crazily out of control. The leader of the Black Hand, known by the codename Apis, had masterminded the assassination plot. Now he was having second thoughts. An assassination, he feared, might lead to war between Little Serbia and its powerful neighbor, Austria. Apis dispatched a message to the terrorists, ordering them to abandon their plan. But it was too late. The assassins were dead set on moving forward. One of them would later tell an interviewer that in going to Sarajevo, he only wanted to die for his ideals. And while the terrorists did not know it, the man they intended to kill was actually sympathetic to their cause. Franz Ferdinand was to eventually inherit the Habsburg crown from his 83-year-old uncle, Emperor Franz Joseph, and he planned to give the Bosnian Serbs a greater voice in the Austro-Hungarian government. As the imperial motorcade drove toward Sarajevo City Hall, one of the terrorists hurled a small bomb at Franz Ferdinand's passing car. The bomb landed in the street and exploded against the next car in the procession, spraying shrapnel and injuring two officers on the Archduke's staff. After the would-be assassin was captured and the injured men were taken to a hospital, Franz Ferdinand insisted on continuing to City Hall, where he was greeted by the mayor. "So, you welcome your guests here with bombs," the Archduke remarked with some anger. At the formal welcoming ceremony, the mayor delivered his prepared speech as though nothing unusual had happened. Franz Ferdinand then asked to be driven to the hospital so he could visit the two wounded officers. He wanted his wife to stay safely behind, but Sophie insisted on accompanying him. The governor of Bosnia had assured the royal couple that the police were fully in control. There would be no further trouble, he promised. The terrorists would not dare to strike twice in one day.